from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. Local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The long-term care home in Iroquois Falls is experiencing a COVID-19 outbreak. The Porcupine Health Unit provides no other details about South Centennial Manor other than it's working with SCM to minimize the impact and protect residents and staff. The manor is operated by the Mix Healthcare Group. It's also responsible for Anson General Hospital in the Falls, which also has an active outbreak. The Prime Minister says Canada's COVID-19 vaccine uptake in kids needs to go up before it starts affecting all parts of Canadian society. Justin Trudeau says the vaccination rate for kids 5 to 12, currently sitting at 48% with one dose and just over 3% with two, is too low.
Which means not only are kids more vulnerable, but all of society, whether it's teachers, whether it's grandparents, whether it's frontline health workers, risking getting overwhelmed when those people start to get sick.
Trudeau says his government knows that as kids get back to school, parents are worried about their health. He added the vaccine is safe, effective, and the right way to get through this pandemic. If you're asked to dial a phone number with a 683 area code later this year, it'll be a local call. The new area code starts June 18th and covers the region that uses 705 and 249, including our area. The Telecommunications Alliance says decisions by the Canadian Radio, Television and Telecommunications Commission have led to the introduction of the new area code, which is intended to meet the continuously growing demand for new phone numbers. The Alliance says numbers with the new area code will only be assigned once there is no longer a sufficient supply of numbers with the existing area codes. 705 has been in effect since 1957. 249 was added in 2011. Finally, this afternoon, once the current lockdown is cut back, the Timmins Community Park Association has some catching up to do. Secretary Brenda Torresan says the group hopes that a couple events that have been postponed will go ahead. Among other features at the Hollinger Park Skate Path, TCPA is partnering with Kin Canada for the National Day of Kindness on Family Day weekend. And Torresan says other events are in the works.
We have plans for boxcar racing on our sliding hill, which we still need to use, and hopefully the public will come and use that too.
The idea is to design and decorate your own toboggan out of a cardboard box. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.